We don't review adult movies on Movie Wallet.
Well, you should.
Maybe we should start.
Yeah.
I'm gay. So, wow. That was I don't know what to say about that. That was so awesome. It's probably the worst adult movie ever, but... All right, so in this segment, we thought we would do a live movie review. One of the key rules of Movie Wallace is even though we go see movies together, we go to a lot of screenings, sometimes we go on our own, we never, ever discuss a movie before we do our review. So what you're hearing on the podcast is basically us shooting the breeze about the movie. So we always have no idea. And that's what we thought we'd try and recreate here today. There's two movies that we've seen that we haven't yet reviewed on the show. We'll review one of them, and we'll see how we do for time. But I figured I would put it out to you guys and see which one we should cover. But one movie is The Conjuring. It's the horror film that came out, I think, last Friday.
Based on a true story.
It comes out this Friday.
It came out this Friday.
It came out this Friday, okay. And then the other movie was Pacific Rim. So if you would like to see The Conjuring, clap now. If you would like to hear us review Pacific Rim, clap now. All right, so we'll do The Conjuring. By the way,
I should say we always, when we come back from movies, we write little notes, sometimes more, sometimes less. And
that's the least number of notes I've ever seen Yazdi write.
I know.
Yeah, Yazdi writes. What movie was it you wrote like 4 pages on?
I forget.
It was Disconnect.
It was Disconnect, I think.
He read them all out in the last segment.
Sorry.
No kidding. So, Pacific Rim, who's going to intro
have,
that?
I have the intro. Can I have
tell
my cheat sheet?
Yeah. A little bit about Pacific Rim.
Okay, so our obsession with apocalyptic movie continues, and as war rages on between humankind and monstrous sea creatures called Kaiju, our last hope is a former Marine, a pilot, and a trainee who are paired up to drive seemingly obsolete machines called Jaegers in a desperate attempt to save the world. Okay, so this is directed by Guillermo del Toro, and he's done things like Pan's Labyrinth. Yes, you know, that's one of your favorites.
Absolutely.
And he's also done Hellboy, I think Hellboy 2.
As well.
Hellboy
yes.
2 as well. And it's written by Guillermo del Toro and Travis Beecham as well. And this stars, I thought, a bunch of unknowns, really. Some people from TV. But the main name I recognized was Charlie Hunnam from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Also had Idris Elba, who was in The Wire. Terrific actor there.
And Ron Perlman's in it.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah. So what we normally do is, who wants to go first then? And I pick one. So there's a reason we do this by podcast, by the way. Okay, Yazdi, you go first.
So, you know, big CGI movie, you know, $200 million spent, automatically turning all the wrong knobs for me. Walking into the movie, I was like, I don't want to watch this movie. I'm going to hate it. And I was so prepared to hate this movie, right? And then I'm watching it, and it won't let me hate it. So the funniest thing happened. At one point, you know, this is really difficult for me to say, but I actually got goosebumps. So I have to admit it. This is a pretty well-made movie. It kind of broke down my reserves.
So it's going to be one of those shows.
Yes.
Just to warn you.
One of those shows is one where we pick on Rashmi. So let's see what we have a lot of those. Yeah, I thought this was a terrific action blockbuster movie. I mean, the movie, if you get the chance to see it, go see it in IMAX, because this movie is like loud and bombastic. I mean, my ears were bleeding as I came out of this. We saw it at IMAX over, I think, at the Edward Cinema up on Mira Mesa. And it was so loud, but it was so visceral. And you had these big mecha kind of creatures fighting these, you know. It was one of those, remember those Godzilla movies that we used to see in this? I guess I saw a lot of them growing up over in England. We used to have like these big seasons of Japanese anime. This is like a live anime movie. It's very, very true to kind of a lot of the anime tropes. You have you know, the geeky scientists. You have these monsters. You have the whole kind of dialogue is full of these flat characters, but they work in this context. So it's a movie I liked a lot.
Okay, so okay, so it's been about 2 weeks since we saw this film, and like Yazdi was saying, I kind of was a little bit confused about what I thought, and then I watched the trailer again, and I remembered how much I didn't like it. So I'll give you this: awesome creatures, awesome CGI, great fighting scenes, but that's all there is, and that's completely where
what
the budget
more do you
went.
Want?
I know, but there's no story. Like, there's zero story. Oh, so I think had they spent even 2% of their budget on a story, this could have been a tolerable movie. But other than that, it was just too bombastic. It was too much. It was just like everything was blowing up. Everything was falling down.
See, but this is exactly my thing. I hated Man of Steel because the last half hour of it is just things randomly blowing up. I hated, like, the last 20 minutes of... Iron Man 3, because it was the same thing. This director, Guillermo del Toro, he knows how to choreograph an action scene. You see what's happening to whom. It's not just random destruction. So I was following along with the... It worked for me. This movie, the last 45 minutes, is random destruction, but it's orchestrated really well.
But it's not by Chris Nolan.
Oh, forget that. But I mean, I really like, there's kind of a hardworking, old-fashioned sensibility to the movie.
Yeah, I get that.
You know,
it's
really trying hard. It's not lazy about anything.
Yeah, but that's because it's literally spent all of its budget on action. And my point is that you get some story, but when you get the story, it's so confusing and it's so complex. And there are so many themes. There's a B story and a brother story and a parent story and... And then you've got all this action, like it's Transformers meets Godzilla, literally.
This movie is a movie made for 11-year-old boys. Right?
Yes.
I mean, no, that's it.
Meet my co-hosts. Yeah,
No, because let's face it, these are monsters fighting people in these big robotic suits. You know, it's Transformers done right in many ways, right? So this is never going to be one of those high art, complex stories with lots of drama in it. And I agree with you, the story itself isn't especially strong, but, you know, there's a quote in the trailer where, you know, Idris Elba character, you know, does this big speech and it's like, we are cancelling the apocalypse. Like, how cheesy is that? That's horrible. Normally I'm like, what is that? Who writes that? But in the context of this movie, it really worked. I mean, I sat there and I was like, oh, it's exciting. And he said it. Yes. So good. So good.
Exactly my point. I mean, who was it? Roger Ebert, who said it's not what a movie is about. It is how it is about what it is about. So, I mean, this movie, I mean, Independence Day, okay? Be great movie. But every time you watch it, you go, yeah. You know, I mean, it has to build that. It doesn't have to feel cheap. You don't have to feel manipulated. I did not feel manipulated. I did not feel cheap. It's not falsely jingoistic. I mean, it really works.
Well, it is
you.
A bit.
Well,
you have all the stereotypes in there.
I do, but it
you have
works.
The Russian robot with the Russian people.
Was actually one bit that was really nice. So they have these different machines, and each of the different machines has got some different characteristic that is representative of the people in it. And I guess the neural handshake, they do this thing where they do this neural handshake.
They drift.
Yeah, they drift and
minds
they become
come
one.
Together.
Yeah, that was good. But everything else, I think the other thing was the tonality of the movie. So it went from being this kind of almost comedic thing to this very action-packed thriller, and then there was this kind of like human element to it, and it was just so confusing.
I think it was just well-rounded.
Nicely put there, Yasti.
It just had all of those components.
Way to shut her down.
All just right. Like every other podcast.
I actually like the tone of the movie because, you know, it could have been like, oh, Christopher Nolan's serious, you know, this is how we live right now. We are angst, you know, or it could have been really campy and cheesy, but it is very sincere. Did anybody watch Captain America? It kind of has that tone of sincerity. It's kind of goofy, old-fashioned, rah-rah. I don't know. It worked for me.
Okay, so I think it's time to wrap this one up. So, Joe, why don't you give us your score?
I mean, this movie I thought was great fun. I mean, it starts, as Yasti said, kind of like Man of Steel ends. It just cranks it up to 11. You have these big, huge battle scenes, and it goes through. But it's not boring. They're intelligent. They're kind of fun. And if you like monsters and machines come together, you know, this is your kind of cup of tea. But watch the trailer. The movie is basically a 2.5-hour version of what is in the trailer. So I'm gonna give this an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Yasti.
As I said at the start, I walked into the movie, you know, thinking this is a movie I'm going to love to hate. But then it turned around, and now this is the movie that I hate to admit that I love. So I really liked it. I think Guillermo del Toro is a way better director than any of those other movies we were talking about, and that's the reason why it all works. I just had a great time. This is what popcorn summer movies should be like. I give it 7 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
Don't ask me, bring the average down.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so don't be fooled by the title. It has nothing to do with the film. Don't be fooled by the action. Don't be fooled by the story. In fact, don't be fooled. Save your money and don't go and see this one. I'm going to give this one 4 out of 10. And that's for the machines and the CG.
I hate it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break, everyone. All right. Well, I guess it's time for some more improv. So let's bail the stage and you guys get back up here.
Let's do it, man.